Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 30, 2026. Beverly police are investigating an armed home invasion, and Cape Ann voters head to the polls on Tuesday. Cloudy, low 60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10.06 a.m. and 10.37 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. Police are investigating a robbery that occurred Saturday morning in which an armed suspect broke into an estate in the Pride's Crossing neighborhood of Beverly and assaulted and tied up its sole occupant. According to Beverly Police Chief John Letcher, the department received a 911 call on Saturday at about 8:50 a.m. from a neighbor of a mansion on Payne Avenue reporting a home invasion. Police determined that an armed suspect had broken into the home and assaulted and tied up the home's sole occupant before stealing several items from the house, including a vehicle which the suspect used to flee the scene. The victim was transported to Beverly Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries and has since been released. The incident is under investigation by Beverly Police with assistance from Massachusetts State Police. The Gloucester Times reports Cape Ann voters will choose one of three candidates on Tuesday to represent them in the State House of Representatives. Running for the 5th Essex District seat representing all of Cape Ann, formerly held by the late Anne Margaret Ferranti, are Republican Christina Delisio of Manchester-by-the-Sea, Democrat Andrew Drutar of Gloucester, who was research and district director in Ferranti's office, and unaffiliated candidate Gilbert Frieden, an Essex resident and former vice president of the board of the Friends of the Essex Council on Aging. The winner will finish out Ferranti's term with the general election in November. Polling locations for Gloucester Wards 1 and 4 have been temporarily relocated for the special election. All Cape Ann polls will be open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. More news after this break. In the most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon gives the latest update on the city's budget process.
I want to thank the City Council for passing the NSBA roof projects for the Knock Middle School and the high school. Those passed, so those will be able to push forward through that NSBA process. That work is going to take place this summer, which is great. So again, that was a big hurdle. We've been talking about those roofs since I got on the school committee 8 years ago. So the fact that we're going to be able to partner with the state and get that project done and get that 43% reimbursement from the state is huge. And so that's moving forward. And just the big thing that I'm focused on right now is budget, right? We're having some conversations at the school level. They're a little ahead of us in the budget game, but we're getting kind of a clearer picture where schools are going to land. And then we're working on the city budget. I just finished my department heads individual meetings today. And so this week and next week, we'll start crunching some numbers. And this will all lead up to a budget retreat, which is the first time we're ever doing this April 9th. But I'll talk about that more next week.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News. Salisbury resident Stephen Roth recently announced he will try to block State Representative Don Shan's path back to Beacon Hill and become the Democratic nominee for the 1st Essex in the House of Representatives. 1st Essex is made up of Newburyport, Salisbury, Merrimack, and precincts 2, 3, 4, and 5 in Amesbury. Shand, who lives in Newburyport, has held the 1st Essex seat since 2022 and has already announced her decision to run for re-election. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Salem State women's lacrosse team is off to a 6-0 start this spring. Their leading goal scorer is sophomore Jordan Turcotte of Danvers with 21 goals. The Vikings will host Farmington, Maine on Wednesday afternoon. The Beverly High boys lacrosse team opened the season with a 6-5 win over Woburn on Saturday. Chris McKee scored the game-winning goal in overtime. Also defending Division I state champ St. John's Prep opened with a 13-1 win against Acton Boxborough. The Gloucester girls lacrosse team lost to Essex Tech 13-3. The Salem News has named Bishop Fenwick senior guard Celia Nielsen as Girls Basketball Player of the Year, and the Newburyport News has selected Amelia Crow of Pentucket as its Girls Basketball Player of the Year. In the pros, the Red Sox lost to the Reds 3-2 yesterday and play in Houston tonight against the Astros. The Bruins and Celtics were winners last night. The Bees topped Columbus in overtime 4-3, while the Celtics beat the Hornets 114-95. Celtics back in action tonight in Atlanta, and the Bruins host Dallas tomorrow night. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.